So I've got to start with, I mean, a lot of people obviously going to look at Obvious Child as your first connection, but I love the fact that this story is much more autobiographical. It's much more from your past in Iowa. Can you tell us a little bit about writing this script compared to Obvious Child, which I think was more of a group of you ladies writing together compared to this?
Yes. Obvious Child started as a short that I wrote with Gillian Rosier and Anna Beam, and then Gillian and Elizabeth Holm and I developed it into a feature, so it was always a very collaborative endeavor. With this, yeah, I think, you know, I prefer writing on my own just because I like to stick to my own schedule, you know, I like to go at my own pace, it's just a personal taste, and yeah, especially since this was such a personal experience, I definitely could do it on my own. but yeah, it's very much based on my upbringing growing up Catholic in the Midwest, and I'd say the majority of the experiences that Alice has in the film are ripped from the pages of my life, almost verbatim in some instances. But the character of Alice, I think, is just fragments of me and much more of a, you know, compilation of Natalia's abilities and, you know, bits of me. And she's definitely her own person. I wouldn't say I am Alice by any means.
I'm curious. You wrote the feature script first. Can you talk about the process of why the short, and tell us a bit about like the whole proof of concept, and because I know originally I don't think you wanted to necessarily direct.
Correct. Yes. Because I'd just been a writer on Obvious Child, I didn't go to film school. I really knew nothing about film. I went to school for writing, nonfiction journalism type writing. So yeah, I just didn't think I could direct. It's a classic, like, I don't have any experience, why would I do this? And thankfully, I gave the script to a good friend of mine who's a female director, being like, will you direct this? And she was like, you should direct this. This is your story, you know. Most directors are going to try to, like, find a way to make it their own, and that, like, terrified me because it was literally my own. So thankfully, I approached my producers, and they were like, yeah, like, let's try it. Let's make a short. And it was very much proof of concept to prove that I could direct, or I guess maybe prove that I couldn't. You know, we didn't know what was going to happen. But yeah, it was a really great experience, and the short turned out great, and it got a lot of coverage online. It, like, trended on Reddit, 3 million views on Vimeo. It sort of exploded, and that allowed us to get funding to, you know, make the feature. So it was a really sort of a perfect experience. I'd say the only drawback is, you know, I literally called scenes out of the feature to make the short, thinking not many people would see it. And now, you know, there's a couple of similar scenes in both, but that's the way it is.
I've got to ask, where did you find your cinematographer? Todd's done a lot of great work. How's that connection come about?
Todd came to me through, because I live in New York, I have a lot of friends who went to film school, SCA, work in television and film. So I asked one of them, his name's Gary Gardner, and he had a film at South by Southwest a few years back called The Nymph Fest. And he worked with Todd, and he recommended Todd. And we worked together on the short, and it was great, so we definitely have him back for the feature. And yeah, Todd was great, because he's very collaborative. I was the first time feature filmmaker, don't know all the technicalities around camera and lighting and lenses and all that stuff, so I asked a lot of questions, and it was just a very collaborative, communicative, open, sort of minded set with not just Todd, but all the crew, really.
I've got to ask, since you brought up South By, I'm based out of Dallas, so I've got to ask what your experience was like at South By last year. It's sad what's happened to it this year, but your film did quite well in Austin. Tell me what about that experience.
I mean, it was just a dream come true. I mean, I also just lived in London for 7 years and moved back, so I really felt like being in Austin, it felt like so like America. And I was just like, I'm back. This is great. Like, barbecue, like, all like, the great food that I missed, just the people. And, yeah, like, the film community there is amazing. Jared and Janet, they're also wonderful. The other filmmakers I met there, some critics I met there, the whole cast came down. So, yeah, we're really lucky to have had that moment to, like, premiere the film. All of this now that we're doing is remote and virtual. It was honestly, like, it's just a great experience. I think that was the perfect fit for us, and the right audience for a film like this. That's kind of got it, like, in between drama, comedy tone. It was wonderful.
I'm so grateful your film has come out now rather than the internet time of the movie itself. It would have been quite different on AOL servers back in the day.
yeah, I guess.
I would love to know, was there a starting point? Like, what was the first kind of thing you wrote for the feature, the first joke line? I mean, in the movie, we get thrown, you know, the toss salad joke immediately, and you kind of get the feel of what's going to happen. But I'm curious, what was the starting point for you?
Well, when I was at school in New York, I was in a writing class, and I wrote an essay about the retreat called Kairos, which is called Kirkos in the film, but in real life it's called Kairos, that I went on in high school. And everyone in my class, you know, in New York, from all over the country, were, like, horrified by this experience. And I didn't really realize how maybe odd it might seem to people outside of the Midwest, even though it happens all over the country. And from there, I started thinking, maybe there's something here to play around with. And then I sort of added later the elements of, like, sexual discovery and female self-pleasure, because obviously that goes really well with Catholicism. but, yeah, that was, like, the impetus to begin with. I mean, the talk ballad stuff, the definitions, that was something that came, like, in the edit. Because we were finding in test screenings that a lot of people don't know what talk ballad means. We had to define it.
You guys are educating people on that. That's wonderful.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, doing a public service.
So I a lot of people are obviously filming in Georgia because of the all that you get from the state. But I'm curious, what was it like filming just outside of Atlanta? And what did it remind you at all of Iowa, or did you like the fact that it was a little different?
Yeah, I mean, filming in Atlanta was amazing. We were outside the city about 20 or 30 minutes. And I never really spent much time in the South, so in that sense, it was great. Like, Waffle House, never been. The community was really great. A lot of our cast, you know, Natalia obviously is familiar with Atlanta. You have Stranger Things. I forgot what the second part of your question was. Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Well, did it remind you of back home, or what?
Right, of Iowa. It did, and I definitely was looking for things that looked like Iowa. Like, there was one big difference that really annoyed me. We were trying to find our hero house, which was that, like, a lot of suburban neighbors don't have sidewalks, which in Atlanta, which is a big thing in Iowa. So I'm sure very few people would pick up on that, but I don't even think we shot wide enough to get the sidewalk in it anyway, but that really annoyed me at the time.
You've brought up casting. I've got to ask what it's like working with someone like Timothy, and as far as I'm pretty sure you guys stuck close to script, but I'm curious, having someone like him on set, was there any improv from him or any moments you had?
Oh, yeah. Tim's great. Tim's an amazing comedic actor. And any time he was on set, I was always laughing so hard and trying not to blow the take. I can't think of any improv off the top of my head that made it in the film. I'm sure there's a couple. But, yeah, he was definitely improv-y for sure. He was cool. And Donovan Champlin as well, who's from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she's pretty good at that kind of thing too. So it was great to have them around.
You brought up in the edit is where you found Toss Salad. I'm curious, working with your editor Jennifer on this, what made you guys go? I feel like this is it's not as long as I anticipated. Yet I don't think you could add anything. How much fun was the edit? Right. Did you guys realize you guys had clicked really well? I mean, it seems so smooth.
Thank you. Jennifer is amazingly talented. She was a joy to work with. She has a lot of experience. So that's why she's very collaborative and very helpful. And we worked really well together. And, yeah, we definitely talked about how short it ended up being. And we thought about adding scenes back in, but anytime we did it, it would just slow it down. And we're like, we need to stick with what feels right, even if people are going to be like, oh, it's only 78 minutes. And some people love it, and some people are like, oh, you could have done so much more, like looked more at, like, other characters, but that's not what this is about. It's about one woman's story, you know? It's not an ensemble piece. So, yeah, I mean, we went back and forth, but at the end, even today, I was texting her this morning, we were, like, still very much like, 78 minutes is the right length for us, for sure.
So last question I've got to ask, Karen. Now that you've gotten your feature out the door, you've proven you've directed, and I know you've had other projects. I know you were in London. Do you mind sharing with us if there's anything down the pipeline we can keep in touch with you? We obviously are a fan of Yes, God, Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing some writing projects and stuff, but yeah, I hope to, you know, find another film or write my own film. I've got some stuff that I'm writing. And yeah, in London, I'm shooting a TV series as director for the first season for BBC and HBO Max. It's Rose Montefeo, who's a New Zealand stand-up comedian. She's hilarious. She writes it. She acts in it. And that got delayed shooting because of COVID, but hopefully we'll be back there this fall or early next year to finish that up. So that's the next thing on the slate.
Very cool. Well, Karen, thank you so much for the time. Love the film and can't wait to see what's next.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Wonderful speaking with you.
Awesome. Have a good day. Thanks, Gaddy. Bye, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.